Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Oklahoma. Oklahoma, I like Oklahoma. A cousin of mine got married out in Oklahoma City, nice state. They have a bad governor. They have a guy named Kevin Stitt. Naturally, he's a Republican. Naturally, he's a lantern-jawed imbecile. And here is what he did. Colorado, neighbor of Oklahoma, Colorado governor, Democratic governor, held a meatless day. A meatless day. It's a meatless day. In other words, he said, all right, for today, we're going to have a meatless holiday. All right. Well, I personally am quite fond of, there's nothing, frankly, like a cheeseburger, slice of raw onion, catsup, soft bun, some fries, and a Miller Lite. There's absolutely nothing like that in the world. However, okay, he had a meatless day. This guy, Kevin Stitt, he goes, oh, a meatless day. He said, well, he went to a PETA billboard. PETA is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And they called him billboard a meathead. That's what they called him. Okay, juvenile. And then they had a thing said, go vegan for life. Okay, it's a billboard. So he says, looks like a great spot to grill me some burgers. So he puts a grill under the billboard, and he was the grill master, and he grilled hamburgers. Okay, what I'm getting at is, this is so trivial and weird. You're the governor of Oklahoma. You got plenty of problems. You got a deficit. You got people that are suffering and the COVID and all that. So the guy in Colorado goes, we're going to have a meatless holiday. Okay. So what? You're a big cattle state? Okay. And we all like good steak. We all like good cheeseburger. We all like sausage. We all like chicken, pork, the whole bit. Obviously, we like fair treatment of animals. In other words, not cruel treatment. But this guy spends his time as governor saying, looks like a great spot to grill me some burgers, sets up a grill under a billboard. This is how he spends his time. Pathetic, absolutely pathetic. We're going to the lines. Start. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Can you hear me okay? I'm in a different vehicle today.
Real well. I can hear you real well, Bill.
Okay, great. Here goes. I just love watching Fox. They're very entertaining as they spin the wheel of conspiracy theories every day, and they can't stay on one because they lose too much gravity, and then they got to jump to another one. So the latest is the shortage of gasoline. Correct me if I'm wrong, but under the Obama administration, we were exporting gasoline or exporting oil. So, and Obama had some mandates that Trump threw out. Had those mandates been enacted, this oil problem wouldn't be an oil problem, because we are not reliant on fossil fuels. But the far-right radicals want us reliant on fossil fuels. And if you ever looked at the subsidies, the mineral rights, how much these oil companies are subsidized through taxpayers, it would shock you. They talk about green energies, you know, and their tax incentives and all that. Look at the oil incentives. But this isn't brought to light enough. And I think it needs to be. So thanks again, Matt, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. You raise a very, very good point. We did export oil. We still do. And part of the reason is alternative fuels. Part of the reason is that fracking has permitted us to extract oil from shale and that kind of thing. But listen, General Motors said by 2035, they're going to have all electric cars. I got to tell you something. General Motors says that. Other car companies are going to go along. There's going to be reduced need for fuel, for gasoline type fuel. And that is going to hurt Saudi Arabia. It's going to hurt Russia, whose major only export really is oil. Obviously, smaller countries are going to need oil for a long time to come. But it's great for the environment that GM is doing that. So you're right. Obama had an enlightened, you know, and of course, Biden was his vice president, had an enlightened program we're going to start emphasizing alternative fuels, and we're going to slowly wean ourselves. And we did. I remember back in the 70s, everybody thought, oh my God, oil's going to run out in like 150 years and we're all dead. Technology changes. Technology changes. Mankind is very, very resilient. So, yeah. And then Trump, of course, you know, he's just pandering. I mean, obviously coal is there and it's fueled the Industrial Revolution. And up till now, we have to make sure that coal miners, people who depend on coal, are taken care of, that they find jobs in the new economy and so forth. But this isn't a question of liberal or conservative. This is a question of the relentless advance of technology. I mean, you know, there are people, they were the Luddites in the 18th century in England who would drill on the moor with weapons because they wanted to go in and wreck machines that could weave automatically, weaving machines when they used to do it on their own. You can't, you know, guys that owned buggy whip factories in the 19th century couldn't go and torch an automobile dealership. I mean, things go on. Deal with it. Get educated. Go somewhere. Go to community college, trade school, college, and learn something in the new economy. Excellent call. Thanks very much. Now we're going to Steve of Delafield, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Yes, good morning, Luke. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'd like to talk about something that happened on April 4th of this year.
Yeah.
I was on the internet looking at the stock market and checking out the stock market, and this news story was up there about it said Israel and U.S. attempts to overthrow government of Jordan. It's on the news. You can check it on Google. And according to this story, it says that an Israeli businessman that Jordan claims to be a Mossad agent was in touch with the former crown prince, Hamza bin Hussein. This Mossad agent said that he was going to fly the prince and his family out of the country the next day before the start of the coup. The only problem was that the Jordanian government had the phone tapped. So the prince and 16 of his friends in the government were arrested. Now today, this is today's story, is that King Abdullah of Jordan says that the U.S. and Israel are moving ISIS troops from Syria to the borders of Jordan, and they're threatening to invade an invasion of his country. You know that Jordan has a very negative opinion of Israel. There's 2 million Palestinian refugees and 800,000 Syrian refugees living in Jordan right now. So, you know, when you see that Jordan is a very valued ally and friend of the U.S. and Israel, what why are they trying to overthrow his government?
Everything that you've just said is factually incorrect. I'm not blaming you, but you remember something. A lot of things you say on the internet, you Google something, there's a lot of stuff on there that's put by Russia, Iran, and China to destabilize and to get under people's skin. So let me just unpack what you just said, because frankly, it is absurd. And here's why it's absurd. To say that Israel would like to destabilize Jordan is crazy. Jordan has good relations with Israel. Israel needs all of the good neighbors it has to pick a fight with somebody that's getting along with it while it has to fight everybody else is crazy. Secondly, the king of Jordan's mother is an American. He's half American. He has a right to American citizenship. He and his father came to the Mayo Clinic all the time for treatment. Our country thinks a lot of him, and I do too. There are a lot of Palestinian refugees in Jordan, there's no question. And that there are a lot of Palestinian refugees, so to speak, in the West Bank and Gaza too, and elsewhere. What has to be resolved is their status in a Palestinian state that recognizes Israel. Israel recognizes them and they get along. And that's not going to be possible until the rank and file in the Islamic community doesn't feel that, well, if we have a leader who enters in a peace agreement, we can bump them off, like Anwar Sadat and the governor of Punjab. So that's number one. Number two, to say that Israel and the United States are going to move ISIS people to Jordan to run. I mean, first of all, ISIS should be killed. We're not moving them anywhere. We bomb them. We kill them. That's what we do because they're rabid. They behead Christians. They have genocided Christians. They've genocided Yazidis. The truth of the matter is that nobody in Israel or the United States would do anything other than execute somebody from ISIS. It's the Islamic State. The Islamic State, we're not going to have an Islamic State. They're trying to reconstruct the Ottoman Empire, the caliph of the Ottoman Empire, and we're not going to let them do it. So everything you just said is contrary to our interests, Israel's interests. It's not true. The interesting thing for me is, I believe you that you saw it on the internet. Who put it on the internet? Who put it on the internet? My own feeling, it was Russia. Iran and China do some of that, but Russia will come right out. For instance, in the Kentucky governor election a few years ago, they put out a thing that said the Democrat won because some county clerks destroyed 3,000 Republican ballots, which was false. But they say that kind of stuff. So somebody then believes that, you know, they believe that the last election was no good. You know, I'll leave it at this. I enjoy your calling in, but I think this obsession with Israel and Judaism and all that, remember, Judeo-Christianity, which is why we have modern civilization, half of it is Judeo. The other half is Christianity. Our Lord Jesus Christ was Jewish, and so were his apostles. Every one of them was, including my namesake, Matthew. So I think what we got to say is these are good neighbors, good friends in the United States. We believe in the separation of church and state. And over there, I don't want jihad. I don't want jihad. And Israel is subject to jihadist attacks all the time. Part of the people attacking them now is not just Hamas, but it's Islamic Jihad. So they are an ally that's standing up for our interests. So what you read, I think, was put out by Russia. It might have been Iran. It might have been China. It's not true, and it's flat out crazy. I mean, nobody's moving ISIS people around. We bomb ISIS people. That's what we do, because they kill people. They're murderers, and they have a nihilistic objective, which is to restore the caliph. Okay, thanks for calling in. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We're going to a break. A lot more back after the break.